The Korban Pesach that is brought on Erev Pesach is shechted in three different groups. First, one group was shechted the Korban Pesach, and then the second group. And following that, the third group. Shenema, this is going down from the following pasuk. B'shachtu also kol kahal adas Yisrael, that all kahal adas Yisrael should shecht the Korban Pesach. Kahal be'eda b'Yisrael. It says kahal, and it says eda, and it says Yisrael. And from there we learn out that the Korban Pesach should be brought in three different groups. Nechnesa kas harishayna. The first group would enter the Azar and Erev Pesach after Chatzot. Nitmales ha'azara. No, Ludasos Hazar. When the Hazar gets filled up with the people that are bringing the Korban Pesach in the first group, they would then close the doors of the Hazar. Taku Beheriu Bitaku. And they would blow the shofar at Tekiah Trua. And then at Tekiah. Hakonim Omdim Shuro Shuros Ubidam Bezichei Kesev Ubezichei Zah. The Kohanim that are going to be Makabal the Dot after the Shechita of the Korban Pesach would stand in rows, and they would have in their hands bezichim, these are the kalim that they used to be mekabel the dam. Some of them had bezichim made out of silver, and some of them had bezichim made out of gold. Shura shakula kesev kesev, b'shura shakula zahav zah. A row of kohanim that had bezichim of silver, the entire row had kohanim that were holding bezichim of silver, while the row that had kohanim, they were holding bezichim of gold, the entire row would have bezichim of gold. Lo hayumurav, they would not mix up the kohanim that were holding the bezichim of silver with the kohanim that had bezichim of gold, and they wanted to look as nice as possible, so therefore they didn't mix in the kohanim that had bezichim of silver with the kohanim that had bezichim of gold. Lo hayu lebezichim shulayim, shema yanichim v'yikrash hadam. The bezichim that were used to be mekabel the dam after the shechita did not have bottoms, meaning it came to a pointy bottom, so they could not put it down, because they were afraid that if they put down the bezichim, the dam in the bezichim would gel, and they wanted that the kohanim would be zorek the dam in the mizbeach soon after they were mekabel the dam, and if they put the bezichim down, maybe they would keep him down for a long time, and the blood would gel, and they would not be able to zorek the dam on the mizbeach. So therefore, the bottoms of the mizichim were pointy, so they cannot put them down, because if they put them down, it would spill. And that way, soon after they were makabel the dam, they would bring the dam to mizbeach and be zorek the dam on the mizbeach. A Yisrael would perform the shechita on the Korban Pesach. And the shechita of a korban does not have to be done dafka by a kohen, even a non-kohen could perform the shechita. So therefore, if Yisrael wanted to do the shechita, he may do so. However, a kohen would be the one who would makabel the dam after shechita. And even though the shechita could be performed by a non-kohen, all the avodas of the korban after the shechita could only be performed by a kohen, so therefore only a kohen could be makabel the dam. Noto lechavero, v'chavero lechavero. After the kohen would makabel the dam, he would pass the dam on to his friend who was standing next to him, and his friend who was standing next to him would pass it on to the kohen standing next to him. As we said in the previous mishnah, the kohanim stood in rows. So therefore, the kohen who was makabel the dam didn't bring the dam himself to the mizbeach. Instead, the dam was passed from kohen to kohen until it reached the mizbeach. As we have a klal, berov am hadras melech, the more people involved in a mitzvah, the more chashuv the mitzvah is, so therefore they wanted to get as many kohanim involved in the mitzvah so the dam would be passed on from kohen to kohen until it reached the mizbeach. Umekavo es hamalek, umachzer es hareka. The kohanim were standing in rows, they would take the bezicha that had the dam inside, and then they would pass back the empty bezicha. And the bezicha with the dam inside was passed on until the mizbeach, and then it was nizrak on the mizbeach. And then they would pass back the empty bezichim so it could be used again. So they were constantly passing the bezichim back and forth. And first the kohen would take the bezichim with the dam inside, as once the bezichim with the dam inside is passed to him, he has to take that first, as we have a klal in mavir and al mitzvahs. You can't pass over a mitzvah. Once a mitzvah is handed to you, you have to immediately do it. So therefore, he would first take the bezichim with the dam inside so it could be passed on to the mizbeach, and only after that, he would pass back the empty bezichim. Kohen Akara Beito HaMizbeach Zorko Zrika Achaz Keneged HaYisod. The Kohen who is standing closest to the Mizbeach, he would perform the Zrika HaDam. He would be Zork the Dam one Zrika opposite the part of Mizbeach that had a Yisod. And the Dam of the Korban Pesach is Nizrak on the bottom part of the Mizbeach, then it would run down towards the Yisod. The Yisod is the foundation of the Mizbeach. Now, the Yisod did not go around the entire Mizbeach. It only covered the north side of the Mizbeach and the west side of the Mizbeach, plus one Amah on the east and the south of the Mizbeach. And the Zrikas Adam, the Korban Pesach, could only be Nizrak, connected to part of Mizbeach that had a Yisod.